Hello, good afternoon, and happy new year. This is Greek Music Express, brought to you by the Voice of Greece. Our imaginary train is driven by our sound engineer, Stefania Tsakiri, and by myself, Hercules Kanam. This week is dedicated to some landmark instruments of Greek music, and today we'll be appreciating the beautiful sound of the saduri. Welcome aboard Greek Music Express, our destination, Aristides Moschos. Saduri soloist Aristides Moschos was born in Agrinio in 1930 and died in 2001. He was the fifth of the 10 children in his family who came from the village of Pedalofo in Mesologi. He was the leading and best-known instrumentalist and santuri teacher of our days. Saduri is the Greek version of santor, a hammered dulcimer of Iranian or Mesopotamian origins. Its most renowned soloists are from Iraq, Iran, India, and of course Greece. Thank you. Saduri was a widely used instrument in the Café Amman orchestras of Asia Minor, Smyrna and Istanbul. In the Aegean Islands also, the saduri played a leading role in traditional orchestras, and until today it belongs to the core instruments of the island tradition. After the Asia Minor catastrophe, the saduri did not disappear from the orchestras, but instead became a key instrument in the Café Amman and Café Santan of Athens. The saduri was spread by the Asia Minor refugees to other cities in Greece too. However, from the 1950s onwards, the saduri has been an instrument that few musicians have been involved with, and today an effort is being made to make it better known. The marginalization of the santor can be attributed to the fashion of the rebetiko scene, naturally dominated by the bouzouki and the baglama. In his autobiography, Aristidis Moskos tells the following. During the interwar period, Agrinio, the place where I grew up, was the thriving city. There were many subsidiaries of foreign tobacco companies, and there was also a lot of money around. My father had inherited 400 acres of land from his father in Pedalofo. He sold it, went to Agrinio, and started doing business there. He had two places, a Café Amman and a Café Santan. In the first one, there were musicians from Istanbul, Smyrna, and Armenia. In the other, there was a European orchestra. ¶¶ My father was a talented and distinguished clarinetist. He was not limited to playing only traditional Zamica tunes. He played Romanian and Hungarian pieces, waltzes, classical pieces, everything. All the big names of Agrinio used to come to the music club to listen to him. He only played for a quarter of an hour each night, but the moment he appeared on stage, they were dropping huge amounts of banknotes on him. If you wanted him to play at your wedding, you had to know someone close to him. That's how popular he was. Aristidis Moskos continues. My older brother, who also played the violin, had been to Europe 3 or 4 times and brought girls from Folies Bergère, Moulin Rouge, Casino de Paris. We had a lot of French people there at that time, and he brought the sadezes, as we used to call the French singers. On the other hand, at the Café Aman, there were bands from Athens with singers like Rita Abadzi and Rosa Eskenazi, and all the good saduri players as well. I listened to them, but I wasn't impressed. I was a kid, you know, 6 or 7 years old. And then came the Romanians. I was probably 8 years old when Romanian Santor player Nestor Batzi came to our town. When I heard him, I was enchanted. I said, "Father, I want a saduri." My father started crying. In fact, he asked a friend of his, who was a furniture maker, to create a fake saduri for me. It was like a wooden board, but I immediately realized it was not an actual saduri. So my older brother came from Athens and brought me a real one. Well, that was it. The teacher of Aristidis Moschos was that Romanian player, Nestor Batzi. He stayed in Agrinio for a year and a half. From the outset, little Aristidis revealed his talent and his father asked him to play in the Café Aman as a substitute when he was away at festivals and weddings. This created a bit of a scandal in the local community. The police commander intervened, telling him, "Your child and my child go to the same school, and your child tells my child all the things that he sees at the Café Aman every night. How is this possible?" Despite the obstacles, Aristidis' talent and the demand for a good soloist eventually led to the professional engagement of Moschos with the saduri. My father saw that I was playing well and that I had a wide repertoire that included European tunes as well. Tangos, light music, comparsitas. And then came the German occupation. They stopped selling tobacco. You couldn't stay in Agrinio anymore. The Germans came. The venues were all closed. We were 10 siblings and we all found ourselves in Athens. Moscow's narration continues. In Athens, I went to the famous Café of the Musicians and with my father, and we found all the familiar faces there. They knew that I played very well, they knew our family, and they all embraced me. In 1953, I started collaborating with the Lyceum Club of Greek Women. We traveled all over the world. I'm afraid of flying, but I spent 1,200 hours flying with them. We went to Mexico, Canada, the US, Australia, and everywhere in Europe multiple times. In 1952, I recorded for the first time in a studio, and since then I have played with all the important figures of Greek music. I cannot complain, they all respected me and loved me. I worked with composer Yannis Markopoulos for 13 years and played on 17 of his records. I left because I had lost my name. Do you know what my name was? The Saduri player of Markopoulos. But I was obliged to him, I was getting paid very well. When the other musicians earned only 400 drachmas, I earned 1,000. Aristidis Moskos recalls, "The sound of the santur is soft and therefore fits well with music that smells of the sea, the music from Smyrna and from the islands. Beyond that, of course, I've played the French national anthem." Really? It was in 1959 when I went to Paris with Evgenios Pathares and his father for a Karagiozis shadow puppet festival. We were about to start when the French ambassador came and told us, "Before the show starts, please play the French national anthem." We looked at each other and Evgenios said, "Disaster." We couldn't refuse because these were ministers and diplomats sitting downstairs. It was a very formal festival. I said, "Calm down and give me 3 minutes." From my school days, I still remembered the French national anthem that we used to sing in Greek. And I played it. Thank you.
πονώ και σε γουστάρω. Γλέντα θέλω να με θύσεις και ποτήρι μην αφήσεις. Σαν κατσούκα σπάστα τα κομμάτια για τα όμορφα σου μάτια. Πάψε να παραπονιέσαι και γι' αυτό μη συλλογέσαι. Γλέντα πίνε κι αν με θύσεις, ούτε πια το μην αφήσεις. Σαν κατσούκα σπάστα τα κομμάτια για τα όμορφα σου μάτια. Η καρδιά σου ό,τι θέλει θα το κάνω μη σε μέλει. Γλέντα πίνε κι αν με θύσεις, ούτε πια το μην αφήσεις. Σα κατσούκα σπάστα κάτω κομμάτια για τα όμορφα σου μάτια. Σ' αγαπώ δε θα σ' αφήσω και μαζί σου εγώ θα ζήσω. Γλέντα με θα μη φοβάσαι και δική μου πάντα θα σε. Σα κατσούκα σπάστα με την καρδιά σου να χαρώ την εμορφιά σου. Σα κατσούκα σπάστα με την καρδιά σου να χαρώ την εμορφιά σου.
In 1985, Aristidis Moskos founded the Folk School of Traditional Music. It operated as a non-profit, teaching 22 instruments as well as Byzantine music and choir. I wanted to devote myself to my school. It was my dream to do this thing. First of all, I had observed that Saduri was becoming less and less popular and wanted to reverse this trend. Do you know how many girls and boys play with us now? It's been a lifelong dream of mine to be teaching 28 Saduri players. This was my one and only priority. Together with his students from the Folk School of Traditional Music, Moskos performed in various parts of Greece and at festivals and events abroad, winning awards and spreading traditional music. His big complaint was that his school did not receive any financial assistance from the state.
Thank you.
Our school, the only traditional music school in Greece, is facing acute financial problems. Whatever financial resources I have had have been exhausted. But the state has never said to me, Aristidis, take this for the school. It has never given me the slightest support. The school is in danger, and with it, years of effort and a lifelong dream and vision. Frightening sums of money are being spent on events that are not worthy, while our school is on the brink of closing down. The above appeal for financial help was made 7 years after the start of the operation of the school in an interview in 1992. What Moskos wanted was the state to recognize and support his school. On several occasions, he asked for financial assistance to help the school meet its operating costs. Of course, it was a school with many students. However, in order for young, talented children from an underprivileged background to be able to study at the school, the tuition had to be so low that it did not cover the operating expenses. Eventually, the school ceased its operations. That today's journey in the art of Aristidis Moskos and his Santouri has come to an end, and it is time to kiss you goodbye with one more traditional masterpiece. From our sound engineer, Stefania Tsakiri, and from myself, Hercules Economou, Peace and love, and keep believing in the miracle of Greek music.